Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Azrin, the Language Nerd here. I'm the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode. Today, all I'd like to do is share a simple observation. And within this observation, I think that there's a piece of advice I can also share that will benefit many language learners that are listening to this podcast episode. Here's the observation. I've observed that many students at the Calgary Language Nerds, the business I run, many of them, in fact, the vast majority of them, come to class to learn the language, but they only use the language in class. Let me say that again. They come to class to learn the language, but they only use the language in class. It's a circle. It's a loop. They come to class to learn the language, and where they use the language is in class. What I think is a better use of time is to come to class to learn the language, but then use the language somewhere outside of class. Come to class to learn the language, but use the language outside of class. Come to class to learn, use it outside of class. Now, you will also use the language in class. You might do some conversation practice. You might chit-chat with your tutor, with your instructor, but also spend a little bit of time outside the class using the language. This could be done, for example, by attending language practice events on classes.duolingo.com. This could be done by finding a language exchange partner using an app such as HelloTalk or Tandem. This could be done, heck, by hiring another private tutor. And in your mind, you think to yourself, I'm hiring this tutor because I want to practice or I want to use the things I've been learning in class with this individual. You could do it by traveling abroad. You could do it by starting. Here's another more unique option. You could actually start a blog that you blog in the target language. You could try to watch videos or something, watch something or read something, consume something in the target language outside of the class. That's another way of using the language outside of class. I know this might sound like common sense. This might sound like the easiest advice ever. People will say that to me sometimes. Azrin, your advice is so easy and straightforward, it almost doesn't need to be said. But the interesting thing is often the advice I share comes from me observing, whether it's Calgary Language Nerd students or just observing other language learners that I encounter in other places, and I'm noticing things that they're not doing. And I can tell you, Calgary Language Nerd students, as well as other people I meet that are not paying students at my business, many students, I can probably think of at least 100 right now, if not more, that learn the language using one strategy, a class, an app, for example, and they also primarily only use the language at the same time, using the same method that they use to learn the language. And I'm saying that the thing you do to learn the language should be in one bucket, and the thing you do to apply your knowledge should be in a separate bucket. There can be some overlap, because in the class you might also get to use the language, of course, but you shouldn't only have the one bucket of this is where I learn, and in the same bucket, this is where I do all my application of what I learned. So that's the first thing I wanted to share today. Now, there's a small exception to this, and the exception would be if you're learning a language primarily for the reason of fun, and not primarily for the reason... Actually, that's not the best way to put it. You're learning a language, I would say, as a side hobby, and you really only want to dedicate a limited amount of time to learning that language. Maybe you only really want to dedicate 1 hour a week or something like that. And maybe you're taking a class, for example, at the Calgary Language Nerds, and that's the thing you're doing. Well, that's a little different because you're coming into it saying, well, listen, here's my lifestyle. I only really want to dedicate an hour, maybe 2 hours, maybe an hour and a half to the language. And so all I'm going to do is use it in class, or all I'm going to do is use it on Duolingo. All I'm going to do is use it on Babbel. All I'm going to do is use the textbook. I'm not going to use it outside the textbook. And as long as you're making that decision consciously, there's nothing wrong with that decision. I think on the podcast, I'm 99% sure I shared the story of my painting night. If not, yeah, I'm almost positive I did. I went to a paint night. I'm not a big painter. I don't really do that kind of thing. And I'm going to take some regular painting lessons now to get better. But I'm not going to paint outside of my class. The only time I'm really going to paint is in class. I know that going in. It means that I'm going to learn slower. It means that there's a cap on how good I'll ever get because I'm not going to be painting very much. I'm not going to practice outside the class. I'm not going to think much about it except for in class. So my progress will be slow and there will be a ceiling on how good I get. But that's okay. My goal is to become a bad painter, whereas right now I'm one of the worst painters in existence. So the goal is not that high. So for me to just go to class and not ever paint outside of class should be just fine. But if I actually wanted to become a good painter, I would need to paint in class, but also apply what I learn in class outside of class. Maybe paint at home, maybe try to paint different things I've never tried to paint before. Maybe go to some casual paint nights hosted by someone else, whatever it is. So that's the main thing I wanted to share in this podcast. I think I was right. This ended up being a short episode. I thought it would only be like 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes. And sure enough, it's been 6.5. So I guess we'll wrap it up here. It's been a while since I've done a short episode. So thank you for listening to this episode. I appreciate your attention as always. And we'll chat soon. Bye-bye.